Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The NFL playoffs continue this weekend without our New England Patriots, but the conference championship games are still intriguing. The Bears play the Green Bay Packers in Chicago for the NFC title, while the New York Jets play the Steelers in Pittsburgh for the AFC crown. Bears-Packers is pro football's oldest rivalry, while the Steelers and Jets have combined for 7 Super Bowl titles. But 6 of those were for the Steelers. FanHouse.com columnist Kevin Blackistone joins us. And Kevin, do you agree with the experts who say the Packers are the hottest team in the playoffs right now?
I would agree. They are certainly my favorite to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC. And the reason is because of their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who just a few years ago became somewhat of a controversial replacement for the always controversial Brett Favre when he decided to leave the Green Bay Packers, where he had played so fabulously for so long.
So does he get the edge over Jay Cutler for the Bears?
He absolutely does. He's just, and it's not a knock against Jay Cutler, but it's just really a credit to how well Aaron Rodgers is playing in the playoffs. He's already put up some performances in a short period of time that rank among the finest all time of a quarterback playing in the playoffs, and particularly considering that he did them away from Lambeau Field and did them on the road.
Well, that gets to my next question, which is how much difference will home field advantage make? I mean, the game is being played at Soldier Field in Chicago, not Lambeau Field in Green Bay. How much will that matter?
Well, I think it'll matter in keeping the game close. These two teams, as you suggested in the intro, are longtime rivals. Their fans know each other very well. They're separated by a short drive up the interstate, and they always play very, very close and very tough games, and I think the home crowd will help make that continue to be true this weekend. But the Packers have proven by going on the road in these playoffs that they're very comfortable there. They don't get rattled. And I think really that they'll come through. Their defense has been playing very well. And not only has Aaron Rodgers been lights out as a quarterback, but he also now has a newfound running game to keep even more pressure on the defense.
Well, the Packers and the Bears have already played 2 games before, and they split those 2 matchups during the regular season. The teams in the AFC title game, the Steelers and the Jets, also played each other. That was in December, and the Jets won that game 22-17 in Pittsburgh. Will that game have any bearing on the rematch for them?
I don't think it'll have any bearing, and I think in this case the home team will prevail. The Steelers are a proven playoff team year in and year out. One of the big off-season stories in the NFL, of course, this year was Ben Roethlisberger and an incident that he had down in the state of Georgia, which wound up costing him a suspension for the first 4 games of this season. But since he returned to the team, he has been playing extremely well, too. He threw for over 3,200 yards, 17 touchdowns against only 5 interceptions. He's the heart and soul of that team. And he's a very different quarterback in the NFL in that he is so big and so strong. He's one of those quarterbacks that can just knock would-be tacklers away and continue to extend the play and find some way to make yardage. So I think he's going to be the big difference in this game, and those fans in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh are really amazing.
So it sounds like you think Packers-Steelers are going to the Super Bowl.
That's what I think, but I wouldn't advise those who want to wager to go with go with my suggestions, because if I was that good at that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now.
Well, Kevin Blackistone, you are right now a columnist for FanHouse.com, not running a betting operation on the Super Bowl, and you can see Kevin regularly on ESPN's Around the Horn. Kevin, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
By the way, the Super Bowl ad campaigns begin this weekend. Anheuser-Busch, Audi, and Hyundai plan to use this weekend's conference championship games to give momentum to their Super Bowl ads. The beer maker will run two 15-second teasers for one of its Super Bowl spots during the game. You can see the video at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds with The Death of Photography. It's Here and Now.